Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Egyptian security officials say 235 people have been killed by suspected militants. Happened in an attack on a mosque in the northern Sinai Peninsula. This man was at the mosque when the attack took place.
It's very sad. It's pathetic. It's unhumanitic. It doesn't represent any sort of Islamic principles or Islamic faith. Islam doesn't allow anyone to kill anyone to harm.
No group claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State has been carrying out attacks in the region. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi vowed the attack will not go unpunished. President Trump reacted to the violence, calling it a horrible and cowardly terrorist attack on innocent and defenseless worshippers. President Trump told Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan the United States will no longer supply weapons to Kurdish YPG fighters in Syria. Turkey, the U.S., and the European Union also consider the PKK, of which the YPG are affiliated, to be a terrorist group. The U.S. sees the Syrian Kurds as the best fighting force combating the Islamic State. The politically fraught trial of a Turkish-Iranian businessman accused of running a multi-billion-dollar scheme to evade U.S. sanctions on Iran gets underway next week, but it is widely expected to start without the main suspect, Reza Zarrab. 33-year-old multimillionaire of dual Iranian-Turkish citizenship has business interest in Turkey and the United Arab Emirates, as well as ties to the governments of Turkey and Iran. He was arrested last year in the U.S. and charged with trying to evade those U.S. sanctions. This is VOA News.